I Benzinger, Verone, and Ray Hill.
Oh.
Checking in.
Illegal practice.
I mean, this feels illegal, this, doing what we do. There oh. has to be some. We're doing something illegal. I know that.
Us being allowed to speak together? Yeah.
Well, you know the law shifts constantly, so what's legal now? You see what I'm saying? This right. is why I don't listen to the law. Because back in the day, in America, many things were legal, which I do not agree with as a human being. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to have your own code up here, the bill of the mind.
A moral code.
Right, right.
Because they put out a bipartisan infrastructure bill at the same time. I've already been working on mine in my head.
Good. That's good.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Benzinger. Enjoy.
Have you guys ever been in court or been to court?
I have not actually ever been to court.
You're lying, dude. We all know the case. This is like a really big controversy.
No, I've never been in person, bro.
Did you just fuck that? Have sex with that pause? Because that was a pregnant ass pause. Saying that to your teacher and everybody finding out you're clapping. A genius in high school.
Right, dude. The minute that everyone, can you imagine everyone finds out you're a genius and you've been hiding it? Oops, right. That'd be an amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm waiting for that.
Oh, just wait till I drop my invention. Can I tell you?
What?
I'm sure this doesn't exist. So just know that this is a verbal document right now of me saying I patent this. Okay? Now it's legal. This is a sensor that you put on the inside of a lock of a door. And it is connected to an app. You ever walk out the door, you think, man, did I lock it? Did I close it? Eric, you did that last week with your dog.
That's right. I was nervous.
So this is an app that has a sensor on the inside that receives light to tell you if the door is closed and receives pressure to tell you if the lock is making connection. This is for the big lock only. So that's the invention I'm working on. And what the fuck invention are you guys working on?
Like this is a... Okay, and it tells you if your stove is on. Do you guys ever have this paranoid? Did I leave the stove on?
Yeah. Well,
I feel like that's a common thing. I know my mom has that where she's like, she'll be like driving like 10 minutes away and just all of a sudden think that she left the stove on. And then she'll go back and it never is on. But it puts your mind at ease.
It's the at ease app. That's what we're going to call it then. All right. Litigate that, biatch.
At ease, soldier.
I was walking in Los Angeles. Yeah. I showed you guys the picture, but I did walk by a law practice that was called Special Education Law Firm. And I'm not sure what they've meant by that, but due to my upbringing, I found it humorous.
What do you think that they're litigating? What are they taking care of there?
Probably malpractice within the education system. Yeah,
it's probably pretty serious. It's pretty serious stuff. So
yeah.
Keep fighting the good fight to them, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And if you're ever walking out of the special education law firm, stop at Leo's taco truck.
What was that? I just watched this this documentary on Hulu that's called The Perfect Wife, and it's basically like a real life version of Gone Girl, where a woman went missing for 22 days. Okay. And she said two Mexican women kidnapped me, and she had like her husband went on this like huge, you know, like search party for her, and they found her, and she had all these bruises all over her. And they were like, oh my God, thank God you're back. And she was like, two Mexican women kidnapped me. And then they found out that she orchestrated the whole entire thing.
Oh, what's her name? What was this called again?
It's called The Perfect Wife, I believe.
The Perfect Wife.
And she had her ex boyfriend from 10 years ago pick her up and then take her to like 10 hours away and just locked her in a room, and she was on her phone like watching the search go down because she like wanted like it's unclear what her motivation was, but it seemed like she was like wanted attention, you know, and she wanted to feel like people, you know, wanted her. And it was just like this person was like very like Stepford Wives, like had the perfect life, like she was really beautiful, had an amazing family, but she was just losing it. And she had her ex-boyfriend like hit hockey pucks onto her her body to give her like bruises.
That's a wild.
And she like
orchestrated. She must be a fan of hockey. She must like hockey.
Yeah, to trust him to not hit you on the fucking head. I mean, maybe it was close range, but that is, hey, okay, ready? Feature film idea. This is so Nate. I want you to, I guess somebody's already acquired this IP and made a documentary, but I want you to get some entertainment lawyers and acquire that IP again of this news story, because the movie is called White Lie, where somebody, the premise is a person doesn't want to go to a baby shower. And in order to not go, they make one small lie that leads to a chain of hilarious
Ricky Gervais.
And then I want to get a basketball player in there making a debut acting like Uncut Gems.
Except yeah, Michael Phelps. We'll find one. I want to say this about the disappearance of Sherry Papini.
Who's that?
That's the woman from the documentary Nate's talking about. To all the Survivor fans out there who've caught up with the most recent season, a little bit of knowledge I'm dropping on you right now is that Shaheen, who's a big player from the season, he is in the documentary, and he dated Sherry Papini, this horrible woman, when he was 15, and she was 20.
Oh.
So she's been doing crimes.
He dated this woman in the documentary?
When he was a 15-year-old. And she was 20. They were getting it down sexual style.
Wow, what a connection. So,
yeah. But now I'm suspicious of Shaheen because he's been on Survivor, the disappearance of Sherry Papini, and he's been on a House Hunters.
What's House? That's just
that's where you go on HGTV hunting for a house.
Okay.
It's weird that reality, like this is, I was just thinking about this with Mike White. Like Mike White's coming back for Survivor
50.
Whatever, 50. But he's also been on The Amazing Race.
Twice.
And I think there should be a rule. You can only be on one fucking reality show. Like you can't just be, that can't be your career is like a reality, you know?
It really tells me you don't understand the space, bro. You don't understand the medium.
The reality what? Wait, were you going to say a reality star, Nate?
I guess I was. Yeah, I was alluding to that. You can't be a star. That takes you out of reality, right? Because reality is you're not a fucking star. You're a regular ass fucking person.
What do you say about Paris Hilton?
Paris Hilton was exactly. If she would have just had the one season
the real life,
show, the real life,
the simple life. I mean,
the simple life. That's hot.
That's
and
hot.
Then we just never, yeah. And then she just went back to being like the daughter of the Hilton.
Yo,
no, perfect. No. If that's what you think, if that's all you think she's done, then you're not clearly not doing the research.
Until that point, what the hell has she done before that?
Oh, before that, she was a student. She was a aspiring philanthropist. She was a what?
A daughter.
Right.
You might say a daughter. But that's.
She's on the show. Now she's a DJ. She's a real philanthropist. She's an entrepreneur.
And I think she was a model and maybe she was exploited and it wasn't cool.
Yeah, man.
I feel like I think it was a documentary about Paris Hilton where she's so lonely that she has no friends and she like literally like FaceTimes with like her super fans every night. And I feel like I could really get down with that. Having no friends, but just having like a couple people like so psyched to talk to you.
Dude, that's how I felt when I'm not name dropping, but when I was basically invited via somebody else, Sarah Sherman being invited to Taylor Swift's birthday party. If you're having your 32nd birthday party and the only people there are your 9 foot tall, 400 pound blackout drunk brother, and all the SNL writers, all the current SNL writers.
Hey, it's lonely at the top. I'll tell you that.
But you don't got to tell me that. Look at how I'm living.
Right. We all know that, Nate.
Yeah, we all know that, Nate. Shout out to Paris Hilton for saying that's hot, because up until that point, people only found other human beings hot. She found concepts and objects to be attractive.
Wait, but you gotta say it like she says it.
Objectophilia.
You gotta say it all sort of sexy style.
That's hot.
No, man, you're not.
I sound like a video game character.
That's hot.
How did she say it?
It's really hot.
That's hot. How did she say it? She said it many ways.
That's hot. That's hot. She put the Valley Girl on. She put the Cali on it. That's hot.
Lots hot.
And yeah, one of my childhood best friends, who happens to be gay, is now friends with Paris Hilton. As that's what I've seen on social media.
Is he a super fan of hers? And
yes, like, and he's going to all the events. And I'm not sure if they're actual friends or if he's just following her around to events.
Why'd you say happens to be gay?
To give context.
Because a straight man wouldn't be able to hang out with Paris Hilton non-platonically. Platonically.
I could. I could easily.
Around.
Oh, if Paris I was at work, Hilton, I could.
Because I'm asking her if she wants to grind with me.
Hey, what you doing later? You want to grind?
Not on me, but with me. You want to grind next to each other?
Hey, I'm bringing over my social studies book. You want to study with me? Spanish level, sixth grade Spanish textbook. Let's go to town.
I'm going to the dentist. You know, give me a ride to the dentist, and then afterwards, see what happens.
What are we talking about? Chips? No.
No, no, no. That one was squashed.
I totally forgot what the hell the topic was.
Legal.
Sorry, I'm a little...
Yo, wait a minute.
Hey, folks.
I suck at this.
So legal. You know what? You know what? We need to bring up the barrister. You know what that is, right?
Englishman lawyer.
Yeah, they got it going on, dude.
The barrister with the floppy wigs.
With the wigs.
How did you guys both know about that? You've been studying without me.
Well, I'm studying different. Well, I feel a duty to study the legal systems of different foreign entities, because who knows what's going to happen, you know? I need to know what I'm up against in different countries.
I know you're writing a fucking TV series where the finale, you're in an English court, and there's like 400 barristers around you, and you're handcuffed. Screaming, I didn't do it! That would be not a nice
chained
visual.
To the chair.
What's that?
Chained to the chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, there should be an option at the end of this is a what the legal system in the United States is probably like, again, like the Constitution. It's like fucking 300 years old. Like, I mean, we absolutely need to update this shit. You know, there's no way that this is like fit for the modern world. But I think there should be an option at the end of every case where the defendant gets to just beg for their life, and they get like 5 minutes. And if it's good enough, it's not like it's kind of like a point system. Like if they're really good at begging, then they get off. That's like the final like straw. Like the jury can give their, you know, guilty or not guilty. But the real thing that matters is how much you can beg for your fucking life. Because some people really don't want to go to jail. You know what I'm saying?
Me. How about check this out. This.
Hello there. You're under. I want to say I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
For the things I've done.
Is that real?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait.
That's creative, man.
Wait.
I don't care what that guy did, man. Get him. He's free. Under,
I want to say I'm sorry. For the things I've done.
Wow.
And I try and be stronger in this life I chose. But I want you to know that door I close. In your honor, I'm sorry.
Wow.
To my mother, I'm sorry, sorry. Oh, wait, this part's really good. To the victim, I'm sorry, to sorry, the victim. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Would you guys let him go?
All right. Well, you blew up a bus full of school bus full of children. So obviously, like, there was cameras everywhere. Like, the song was awesome. But
I would say you've earned a more ethical version of the, what do you call it, prison system that is for musicians. And you're basically going to the musical Hogwarts of criminals where everybody's up in the studio earning their way to, you know, you're trying to make your way out of. Up the rank, so
you get a platinum. That means you get extra.
If you make a hit song in jail, you get out. Is that what you're saying?
Cigarettes. No,
there's a studio system within the jail.
Right. So you got to really be popping to get out.
But
that's nice.
But you might never get out. That's the thing. You risk lengthening your sentence by accepting access to amazing equipment.
Dude, I would get off on good behavior. I would be so well behaved in jail. Thank you for, you know, so polite. I would fucking slash any sentence in fucking half. They'd be like, this is the most well behaved man in jail possible.
Oh, you wouldn't even make it to the jail in the first place. Getting in the car, complimenting their music. They got the 1 decibel Usher playing out on the bus. Everybody's on the bus heading in. This is wonderful. Thank you so much for playing that music. Exactly what I needed to start my day out right. Hold on a second.
We don't even need to do this.
Helping me with my insurance. Get back out there. Get a job out there.
Hey, that the races stick together in the prison system, which is not something I condone. But I do feel as though if one of us got up in there, everyone's going to be breaking bread together. Just give me one speech.
You'd get shivved immediately, a sharp little pencil for
my good morals.
I would.
Dear Honor, what's your favorite moral? Sorry.
Jeffrey Epstein did kill himself in jail.
I know, I saw that, dude.
It was a suicide.
He was just trying to break his.
That comes out the week that Google Veo 3 is unveiled.
I thought the same.
Wait, what?
Interesting.
Hold on. What's this? There's breaking news?
They said they have video that proves that Jay Epstein
did it. It's just quite interesting.
They have video? You guys still believe video?
Right, exactly.
But they said that the cameras were off, right? I'm seeing a loophole in here.
No, fuck this, man. I'm not getting fucking murdered by the Clintons. He killed himself, dude. I swear to God, I'll go to the grave on that. He fucking killed himself. I'm done with this shit. I'm not trying to fuck with you guys like that. I'll do the podcast, but I'm not getting fucking...
I would gladly get murdered by the Clintons, man. Take me fucking out, Hillary Clinton!
To the victim, I'm sorry.
To the listeners, I'm sorry. To the Clintons, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
to Lord Michaels, I'm sorry. After not getting cast on SNL again.
Yeah. It goes badly. No one's laughing in the. To Michael J, I'm so sorry.
Every producer,
Chloe Allison Gates.
Sorry.
Allison Gates from The Annoyance. We're all friends with. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bomb like that. I didn't mean to impression like that.
Damn, that is such a good tool. The singing apology.
Musical apology. Begging. Musical begging.
Musical begging.
Here's what I was going to say about imagine this. This is a social experiment with regards to the race-based friendships in prison that you were talking about, Eric.
Right.
What I'm saying is for the first week in this prison, everybody's only hanging out on Club Penguin or something like that.
Right. No racist. Hang out
virtually. Then we lift a veil. We make everybody go in wearing their gamer tag on their forehead, and we get to see, whoops, I didn't realize somebody from Oklahoma and somebody from Maryland were about to be best friends. I know those aren't racist. Mr.
Peanut is white. You know what I'm saying?
Whoops. Exactly. Beluga whale 41 is
Asian American.
Lithuanian.
Right.
I guess that's also white.
Well. So we finally have come to the court breakdown part of the episode. You know, there's two types of courts, right? Criminal court and civil court. You know that, right?
Well, there's more than that, Eric. Of course, you know, the court of public opinion.
Two main types of court. All right, of course. Right. You got me there. Court of public opinion is a very strong court.
Okay.
So, and you know, there's three levels of courts, right? Trial courts, that's for babies. That's where cases basically start, and they're low level. I would never be caught dead in a trial court. The second level is appellate. That's if someone thinks the trial court made a legal mistake, they can appeal. And then the final court is, say it, Nate.
Death.
No, Supreme.
Oh, Supreme Court, right, of course.
Right.
Man. Damn.
So, shout out to ChatGPT.
No, bro.
Oh, you just knew that one?
No, man. Yeah. I just got these entertainment lawyers, and they made me take a class.
Oh, word. Eric, do you think anybody we know uses ChatGPT more
than us? Than me? Yes, certainly.
I would be impressed. Maybe not
that we know, but people in the world do.
Yeah.
But by the way, I don't condone it. I'm just testing it.
You're warning everybody and testing your procedural abilities.
You're like a sacrificial lamb just to show what it can do to a person's brain.
No, I'm on the front lines. That's what I'm saying. I'm getting to know
right
face to face. Who are you? What are you doing here? Why are you changing our world so fast? Screaming that in a VR.
Man, oh man.
Well, let's go through the different type of people you're going to see in the court. Because if anyone in Joy Tactics is going to court, you're going to want to know this shit before you get in there so you're not confused.
If anyone is in court, we're DM us and we're going to put on the Patreon. You're going to have a swarm of patrons in that court proceeding, and we're going to be out there picketing. You can use this community because that's a part of a case. You know what I'm saying? Is public opinion. Can we get this out in the press? How many people are standing outside? We can go harass jurors and go to their house and, you know, which I believe is illegal, but not quite certain on that. But lean on us.
Nate, what's the definition of a defendant?
A defendant is somebody who is probably guilty, but they're lying to their lawyer and they're trying to plead not guilty.
You can never be a lawyer with that. With that definition, it's the person being accused or sued. Put it that way. Right. Simple. Jack, what's the plaintiff?
The plaintiff is the big person in the Amanda show who makes sure nobody's fucking up.
That's the bailiff.
You need to learn something, Eric. Just because you know facts doesn't mean that you can win in court. And I'd like to point you to a movie called Find Me Guilty, where Vin Diesel opts into representing himself, which is known as pro se. And I'll give you a hint. Do you think he wins or do you think he loses? Because he has no background in law.
Well, loses if he has no background in law, bro.
That's where you're not noticing that they've put him in a wig where he has hair for the only movie he has hair in. Okay? You don't give somebody a full head of hair.
Isn't he in My Cousin Vinny?
Well, that's a wig in My Cousin Vinny. Oh, he really grew it.
Isn't he guilty? That's a trial as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. To Vin Diesel, I'm sorry. You see that Vin Diesel's back on Instagram holding it down for the silver screen.
Yeah, I just saw that video. He was like, shout out to Tom Cruise. He thinks that like him and Tom Cruise are like saving cinema, which I'm not doubting, but
Oh, they are.
I need to quickly say
Vin Diesel is not in My Cousin Vinny. I just saw the name Vinny and I put my brain put Vin Diesel in it.
Oh yeah. That's like from the 80s or whatever. Yeah.
That's the importance of
Joe Pesci
examining.
Senor Pesci. Don't get on the wrong side of Joe Pesci. What'd you say?
Joe Pushy.
Oh.
And then I did almost say Dr. Pussy, but I bailed on it because I saw the error of my ways. Hmm. My, how quickly I learn.
Dr. Pussy. All right.
I'm evil.
No more playing around. This is a quite serious topic. Muffy, go ahead.
Move now.
Well, another part of the court is the ancillary sort of people, the stenographer and the person that's literally just sketching in the back. You know,
here's what you want to do, because with those drawings really do, they can just like a caricature at the county fair that ruins your life for a month because they draw you so savagely. The court drawer, they can really fuck with you. So here's what you do. Look at that court drawer and turn on the smile and turn on the charm the whole time. The judge might be talking to you. You put all your attention to the drawer and make them feel special, make them feel seen. You know, get your eyes off.
Pay attention to me. You are being accused of murdering your pregnant wife.
What's that? No, man. And I won't.
Why are you smiling right now?
Hold on 1 second. Judge, you don't worry about it. Get through whatever you got to do. At the end, I got a song that's going to fix this whole shit. Don't even worry. Let me just do my thing right here.
Man.
Yup.
Well,
Judge Joe Brown. Would you rather go up against Judge Joe Brown, Judge Judy, or
all these fuckers?
Who else is there? Is Steve Wilkos a judge?
There's only one judge. The judge on high. Hosanna.
Well, yeah, classically.
Are you saying in a fist fight would I rather go up against Joe Brown or Judge Judy?
Okay, we got Judge Judy, Judge Mathis, Judge Faith. Bro, Judge Alex.
Whoa.
Who is Judge Alex?
He's ruthless, dude.
Bro, not Judge Alex.
Yo, I got a question for the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's no laughing matter, man.
Damn.
Can I ask the Supreme Court a question right now?
Yeah.
Of course.
Does the Supreme Court have a fucking Supreme Jury, or is it just a corrupt court? Because
that's a great question.
And how do you get that job? Where they put you in a hotel for the rest of your life?
You're in a Four Seasons. Oops.
Yeah, until you pass away, you get selected. That's ultimate jury duty. Fuck, they called me in. I'm out. I'm out till I pass.
Have you guys ever been on jury duty? And I'm not talking about the Free V show that stars Edie, our friend, and David Brown. Talking about real life.
And that guy who looks like the All-American Rejects guy.
I got a jury duty slip of paper, but...
It's called a summons, bro.
Sorry. I got a summons, and then the case just didn't happen. Or I think they send it out to, like, more people than needed, and they ended up not needing me. But I was really actually very excited to be a part of a jury. And I would love to be in a case that I wish I could volunteer for this. Like, I would love to be in a case that takes like 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
Where it just takes over your life.
Yeah.
And you become obsessed with it.
$50 a day.
I think you get paid or you can't get like fired or something for, you know what I'm saying? It's like I think it could be a nice loophole for somebody who's like not trying to work a job. You know what I'm saying?
I think they just pay you a small food stipend.
But if you're in a case that lasts like a year, you know what I'm saying? And they need you every day.
It goes up as the time goes. I was in jury duty. I was summoned in my city of New York where I was happy to help. And there was about 200 of us sitting in the room being explained how to fill out the packet. This motherfucker was, I don't know if they were a judge or what, but they were crushing the room like Cat Williams couldn't even imagine, getting so many laughs. And they were, and part of it was explaining that it was like the first 2 weeks is like $20. And then after that, it's $50 a day. I think they cover gas too. You hand them their receipts.
Damn, gas, $10.
Yeah. See.
Shit.
And I was lying like hell. I think I've maybe said this on here before, but it was for a racketeering case. And I kind of didn't want to do this jury duty. And if you have a bunch of knowledge on this on the matter, then they usually, you know, you're partial. All of a sudden you're partial. And so you can't be on the jury. And so I was popping off. I was doing pages after page talking about Tekashi 6ix9ine, how I was on the streets. I was out on the field reporting on that.
Did you end up getting off? Like you didn't have to do the jury duty?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
That's right.
To Tekashi, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
What's his big song?
To Playboy Cardi, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. To NBA Youngboy, sorry, sorry, sorry. You see, he might be being pardoned by Trump.
Oh, he has been.
Trump is sorry for him.
And I saw a fake news article that said Trump is pardoning Big Lurch, who we told the story about the other day, who ate his roommate's girlfriend. Not happening. It's not happening.
Thank you think God. He's going to pardon Diddy? He is considering it.
Jesus. Well, we'll have to do some, you know, we'll have to take justice into our own hands if that happens. Just put it that way. Would you guys be willing to do that with me?
Do it. Someone has to do it. Have you seen this trend or whatever it is? Have you seen
this? What is that?
It's like a TikTok trend or something where everybody's just saying, someone's got to do it. You know what to do. And it's like everybody just knows that they're talking about assassinating the president.
Assassinating.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's the worst crime that you guys have ever been busted for?
Wow.
Illegally downloading.
Busted?
Oh, yeah.
Nate, oh, I've been busted for that.
Season 1, episode 3. It's true. Do you guys think you would be...
I went skinny dipping on a church trip one time. Oops.
That's like... that'll put you on the sex offender list, basically, right?
I was 15, bro. So if there's any adults watching, they're going to jail. But what was odd is that went skinny dipping because I was hanging out with this girl at church camp, but her brother was doing it as well.
Well, they've been in the bath together, so it's all good.
Right. That's a bit odd, though, right? Just remembering that now.
It's family, man.
It's all good. Anyways, what was the question, Nate?
How do you think you would fare at being cross-examined as a witness?
I would fall apart immediately. I would fall apart immediately.
I know the sweat levels would just be insane, Eric, on the witness stand.
Yeah.
I feel like I would be amazing at cross-examining. I would like just...
Your eyes would roll back in your head and you'd be recalling.
I would be so close to them, like just two hands on the witness stand, like just fucking right in their face. Basically, you know how people, like when they torture people, they'll kind of like say they did it just because they want the torture to stop. Like it doesn't actually work. It just makes them like
lie
or something.
Right.
Yes, I would use that method.
You're just going to smell so bad. That they're going to be like, get me out. Just, I don't want to talk to this guy anymore.
Damn.
Now, this guy smells like shit.
Why is it that you smell worse? Okay. When you're stressed, and it's hot, you do end up smelling worse than if you're really happy and it's hot. If I'm at a music festival watching Modest Mouse and I'm sweating my ass off, yeah, I'm going to be smelling, but it's going to be smelling like sweet, good sweat.
Pheromones.
If I'm in a small room and I'm being accused of horrible crimes and people are yelling at me, I'll be sweating and be smelling worse. You see what I'm saying?
No. Well, Eric, you're the only one. I don't want to put you on blast, but you're the only person I know who does not wear deodorant proudly.
Right, but have you ever smelled me?
You always smell good. I'm not just saying that.
I think because I do sweat a fair. I know people in the comments are going to have a field day on this one, but I do sweat a lot. But I don't think I'm like, you know what I mean.
You are the sweatiest person like that of Of us three, certainly.
I don't sweat at all, so that's not saying much. I don't sweat and I don't have body hair. Everybody knows that.
But I don't think I have a, you know what I mean? You guys tell me. You tell me, because I can't tell for myself.
We'll tell you. No. Maybe you.
Because we do know people who do smell quite bad, and I know they're layering that speed stick on.
Right. Well, who smells bad? Who really has BO? Like, I feel like people who smell bad, it's always the breath.
No, there's people that have BO, man. Body odor.
Maybe I can think of one person.
Hippies be stanking, dude. Oh, man. If I was in the 60s, I would have hated fucking hippies. I would have been every day with my briefcase, smacking them in the fucking face.
Hey, you
that Woodstock, man. Oh, God.
But you look the most hippie-like out of all of us.
Hippie tendencies. Thick hippiness. Thick.
You guys know my mom was at Woodstock.
No.
She just last week sent me a picture of the fucking ticket.
Holy fucking shit.
She went to Woodstock and saw fucking Jimi Hendrix. Went.
I don't know. She maybe was at another tent. I don't know if she saw Hendrix. Maybe she was busy watching like whatever
gone.
The modest Yahoo equivalent is of back then. Fuck, I missed that. Hendrix did what with the guitar? Fuck, I was over watching the stand-up tent.
Stand-up comedy tent. I remember when I found out that weed wasn't as potent back then. I was like, I thought that they were just all like so blasted high. And then it totally altered my view of Woodstock because they were getting probably like 1/10 of the high that, you know, modern weed can put you out. So they were just like, I don't know, like microdosing weed, you know, back
they were
then.
Basically sober because it was raining too. So there was like, that'll take you out of it.
Right.
These narc herb, that was a herb event.
But you know, Jimi Hendrix was on a fucking crazy dose of acid when he did.
Jimi Hendrix?
When he did that crazy guitar riff.
But dude, was the acid even as strong back then?
If I was on a fucking a postage stamp of that LSD doing some stand up riffing, who knows what would happen, man? Who knows? Dude? I would unlock something just brand
new. Shoe nice level dose of acid. Has he done that yet? Hey, everybody.
Chugging acid. Badlands chugs a boot full of.
Wasn't Shoe Nice in the Gulf War or Iraq?
I could believe that. Yeah, I could definitely believe that.
I think he was doing like plumbing in the Iraq War at the forward operating bases.
Yeah. To Shoe Nice, I'm sorry.
To all the veterans, I'm sorry.
What is Shoe Nice up to? He's sober now, right?
He is on TikTok live most hours of the day. And I don't know. I don't get the vibe that he's doing great, but
he's still with us. He just uploaded 28 minutes ago. Man abducted by aliens in 1975 returned to Earth. Parentheses, surprised at the technology. What a pivot.
Damn, I wish it was like... Parentheses eating a pencil.
I feel bad for these guys who have made their name on like eating challenges, like LA Beast. You know, the LA Beast has been making shit for about 10 years, longer now, certainly 15 years. Maybe he's been making content and mostly he's eating crazy sour shit or very spicy things or sharp things like cactuses. But I think it's taken a toll on his body. So now he'll be doing non-eating challenge stuff, which is like, check out this old ass basketball card from the 90s. You know what I mean?
No way. We just watched the LA Beast latest video. I know. Like, drinking 100-year-old. He really drinks the whole 100-year-old Coca-Cola too. Yeah, that's
would
right.
You do that, Nate?
Fuck yeah, dude.
100-year-old Coca-Cola?
If I was digging in the dirt and I found a fucking 170-year-old bottle of anything, dude, of drinkable liquid. It's in a can,
chug
dude.
It down. Well, you remember in Holes when Shia LaBeouf's character, the jar, and Zero will find the onions. Peach, delicious peach.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Jars, and they've been eating onions all day, and they're thinking, "God damn, this peach shit is delicious."
To the peaches, I'm sorry.
Also, Shoe Nice is now playing. Most of his videos are him playing Fortnite, and they have like,
if Shoe Nice started playing Night Rain, yeah, he could start blowing up.
We need to download that shit. That just dropped. I'm downloading that.
We do. Today.
We should start camping outside. We should start gang stalking Shoe Nice and see how he reacts.
Now, what is the definition of gang stalking?
I was just many about to ask the same question.
That is an organization following you around collecting intel and through personal interactions and following.
Have you guys ever been gang stalked, to your knowledge?
I'm being gang stalked right now. And I'm looking at the agents. Don't think I don't know.
Hey, man. Where are you?
To the gang stalkers, right? I'm sorry. Yes, I am. You can't gang stalk somebody who's open with the whole shit. You know what I'm saying? Open as AI can be. You see what I'm saying?
All right.
Hey.
Do you think you would know if somebody was like following you in a car? Because I feel like I would have zero clue if somebody was like tracking me.
Yeah.
And dude, it was so obvious. I would have no, like, even if I was on like a road trip for like 10 hours and there was the same vehicle behind me for days on end, I would have zero clue, no idea. I would be the easiest person to. I don't know. I just don't.
Is that because you listen to music?
I'm not connecting the dots in that way, you know?
Well, I could speak on both perspectives because I've been followed. And when I was in high school, we used to follow cars all the way back to their house to see how they'd react. And one time we did that, it ended up being my friend's ex-girlfriend. That's not going to look good. God.
Jesus Christ. I'm excited for GTA 6 where I can do that to pedestrians because they have I think their AI behavioral patterns are going to be very advanced and they will actually go all around. You guys excited for that part of GTA 6?
Where you can kind of spend hours and hours just following, quietly following NPCs, walking at a walking pace.
Right.
That'd be a good video game. Gang Stalkers 5.
They put $1 billion into GTA 5.
That's nothing.
$1 billion.
How much does one missile cost? How much does one advanced missile cost?
Right.
$1 billion, probably. If you make it advanced enough. Yeah.
Right.
So I want them to put a little less more into GTA. Give me a $2 trillion game and then see what happens. See what I'm
saying? Why don't we say this? Double down. Video games are the biggest economy, whatever, the biggest industry of the universe right now. So why don't we do this? We have $14 trillion of United States debt. Maybe it's more by now. Why don't we double down and say, you know what? It's double. We're getting back to even or we're going double in. But let's make a crazy video game and sell that shit to India and see what happens.
Wow. What would it be? What could that video game be that would be so enticing?
You're living in it right now.
Excuse me?
You're living in a video game right fucking now, dude.
Then give me a fucking better character build.
You chose this, dude.
No. Someone chose it for me. Someone's playing me. Man,
someone is definitely playing you, Eric. Like you are.
They're having a good time then, I bet, because my life is going fucking good. Damn.
Grilling, going to the YMCA. You just got a grill, Eric. It's awesome.
I know, dude. I was gonna say for a whole episode. Let me do a monologue on it. What a difference a grill makes, you know, a gas grill. You just turn the burner on. And now why does it taste so different than if you grill? Because technically you are grilling something on the stovetop. Open flame comes out.
Yeah, what the hell is the difference? Because last time when we did the used the coal grill, everything tasted like chemicals and undercooked hot dog. Yeah, that was bad. Joking, because that's what happened last time.
Why did that corn taste like mezcal?
It tasted like chemical mezcal.
I don't know.
But did not this time around.
Yeah, yes, for the sir. Listeners, we had on Jack's last night in L.A. We got burgers and kebabs. Shit. But they only had the half-pound burgers. So
I know those were some fat thick, fucking burgers. Fucking fat fucking burgers, dude. Oops.
Man, I was like so fat, sure. Right? I was.
Yeah.
I do like them fat. The 90s, homemade 90s style burgers. I'm sick of the smash burger.
Right.
Smash you, bitch. Smash yourself. That's it. Open a burger restaurant called Go Smash Yourself. That does only the thickest fucking, basically a tower style burger. That's as thick as you could make it and not wide.
Mm. Well, did you see that item they had at Costco called the Bull Tube?
Yeah, I did see that.
Giant, about 10, 20 pound tube of beef.
Bison meat.
Did you guys ever have a meat thing where you couldn't eat meat? Or you just never given a fuck and never thought about the animal's perspective?
You want to phrase that more politely, man?
Because I used to go through bigger waves where I was like, I can't really eat just like, I can eat the chicken if it's surrounded by things like a tortilla and chicken and Caesar salad. And croutons, and put that in a wrap.
What you're saying is you're comfortable with the inhumanity as long as you don't have to see it.
Exactly true.
This is the way it should have been done. My I was talking to my great aunt, and she said that she was recalling experiences of living in like the 19, you know, when she was a child in like the 30s, and she said that her mom would go to the farmer's market. Get a live chicken, get on the bus with a live chicken, and go into the basement and slaughter the chicken in the basement. And this was like a daily, you know, thing. Maybe not daily, but this was just how life was. You would go out and you would get that thing fucking live and you would slaughter it yourself.
Damn. Do you think she was petting the chicken on the bus ride home? Or you think she was not?
Well, you know what that means.
Heavy petting.
Chill.
Isn't
chill.
Oh, come on, guys.
Huskies have always been crazy.
We could do it, I think, if we were, I mean, trust me, on Survivor by day 20, if they win chickens in a reward challenge, some of them are fucking eating them. There's one.
Do they kill chickens in Survivor?
Yeah. Sometimes. Crap. And there was one episode where they're in the Tocantins in Brazil, and their camp is by a pond, and one day this big fat turtle pops up. They catch the turtle. Oh. And the next thing you know, they're eating turtle soup.
Not the turtle. Mm-hmm.
They got the turtle, bro.
How big was the turtle?
Huge. Big fat turtle.
No, not a huge one. You got to leave the Galapagosian ones alone because those guys
I've
been around.
I'm kind of like, yo, Jeff Probst, intervene, bro. Let the turtle go. Let that turtle go.
Oh, there is no one, no organism more savage than the reality producer.
I know.
They will look back on reality TV as some of the most inhumane individuals to ever live.
Where does Jeff Probst chill at when the show is being filmed?
Dude, like,
does he have a little Airbnb on the island?
Nonstop. Well, Ponderosa is where everyone goes back to after you.
Ponderosa?
Yeah, it's a resort.
Mm-hmm. Ponder Replay. Remember
Ponderosa is a buffet in where I'm from.
The Ponderosa. When's the last time we went to a buffet, by the way? I've been begging every time you guys are willing to hang out with me.
The buffet, that's a dangerous place for me because I really like maximizing my dollar. So I will eat to like just oblivion basically at a buffet.
We have to go to Vegas. We have to go to Vegas now, please.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, you guys are cool, man. You guys are cool. I like talking to you guys. Figure it out. Figuring shit out. One step at a time, man.
How many hours have we publicly talked for at this point?
At least.
Not enough.
50. 250? 240 something? Jesus.
There's got to be. Somebody could put together a diabolical compilation of just ruining our character. But probably mine. And it would be out of context too, because context is very important for
this. It's everything. Context is
everything.
Quite frankly, everything.
Let's get the Nate Hit piece posted. Anybody who's doing that type of thing.
But then I'd like to see the opposite, where the fan, where everyone, yeah, they show the power that they have over you. They can take you out. Then
you
can
make all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, positivity. You can make a compilation that makes it look like Nate doesn't speak any languages.
Please, somebody make a compilation. One, we haven't had one compilation.
That's not true, dude. That's not true.
I just saw one that was every intro from episodes.
Oh, that's
1 to 120.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. The subreddit, if you're not tapped in, it's one of the most beautiful places to be a part of.
Robust.
It's robust. How's the dog doing?
Oh, I haven't looked at that in a minute, bro.
In a minute.
Someone was DMing us to have a Discord. And
right.
I think it's more so like, I feel like we're so millennial that like we missed like the Discord, like,
yeah,
era where we hang out in Discord and that's like a part of our lives. So we kind of just don't even know, like, it's just so foreign to us, I feel like.
I just opened up Reddit to look at what the subreddit said, and for some reason, it's pitching this subreddit to me called Ask Men Over 30. And the post the post that it's just suggested to me says, the title is Depression, or Is This Just How Life Is? Dang.
Dude, I'm subscribed to all those subreddits. Like, if you click on them, and then like there's like three that are like related to that, and it's like Men Over 30 Living Spaces. Like, that is the...
Male living spaces.
That is the best part of Reddit right there.
Yeah.
Men just getting out their feelings.
Do you think Reddit's going to falter as people turn to things like ChatGPT for these type of answers?
No way.
No, Reddit is never going away.
The human capacity for violence is one that is important and we should preserve.
I agree.
Well, history, you know what I'm saying. History moves by via the wheels of violence.
Violence is the oil of the human consciousness.
Right.
Of the human Dodge Charger of the mind.
It's true enough.
Well, I was saying that because of 10 minutes ago when we were talking about killing chickens. I was thinking, well, now we're all afraid to look at the chicken who we're eating, you know, and in the same way that ChatGPT is going to come around and we're all going to forget how to talk to each other and how to ask each other and be vulnerable each other. So, you know, we should be careful as we lose these core human tendencies. You know, we look upon violence as this thing that we shouldn't have, but maybe it's something that we should have, but we should master.
Bring violence back.
Julio just spiked the camera right after I said that. And made me laugh.
Oh, that's, man. Well, I'll tell you what. No matter what technologies come, no matter what cultural movements happen, until humans are dead in the ground and totally extinct, we will be violent. We will have violence in our blood. That's an instinct that we've suppressed in our modern societies. And by the way, not suppressed very well. It still happens all the fucking time.
Dana White, shut it down. Shut it down. It's not right.
But no, I think we'll be fucking kicking until the end.
Can I make the UFC have one change? Make Please. The octagon two floors.
Damn, running up the stairs.
Double decker. It should be an elevator going up, and then you can do a tight quartered like fight in a box. You know, that would be exciting,
dude. I got so many elevator ideas.
Well, guys, I mean,
Great idea.
Yeah. Next time, we kind of just said what the legal system is. Next time, we're making some suggestions on how to improve it and how to cut waste out of the legal system and streamline it.
Yeah.
We need to cut. I'm wondering, are there any lawyers that listen to this podcast? Like, sound off in the comments, please. I'm just wondering. Because we don't have a lawyer. Joy Tactics doesn't have a lawyer. And I feel as though we need to be proactive in that way. Because I know somebody's coming for us in a legal sense in some way. And we need to be lawyered the fuck up. We need someone that we can fucking trust.
Right.
All first, we need to have something that we're protecting. We need to have assets.
We're thought leaders. We're protecting
ideas.
Expression.
Oh, but you can't protect. You can't arrest expression because the albums that I'm putting out from the phone, from the cell phone, prison phone. Yeah. Where's Luigi at with the album? By the way.
He's making an album.
Well, Luigi's. I'm pretty sure he could get a verse in somehow, somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
He could if rap wasn't dead, bro.
Rap world, watch on YouTube.
Right. Okay, guys, what gave you guys joy?
Oh, wait, remember the dive show?
Oh, yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
Shout out to fucking Dive. Dude, they're so
good.
I mean, talk about a band, man. When I watched them live, I was like, this is a fucking,
yo,
this is a band who is just giving it to the, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they are rocking it the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
If you've been to a dive show, you know what I'm talking about when I say this right here.
Oh, yeah.
You see where my foot's at?
Andrew, the guitarist?
Yup.
Yeah, he lays it down. He's
hitting the grasshopper, the grim reaper, the grasshopper of death every time he finishes that thing.
So sick.
Identified with that.
And if you guys were there at the concerts, you might know one or two of the nights. Maybe we weren't exactly what the crowd was looking for in terms of.
No. With a music crowd, you're not looking for laughs. I think that's where people thought we bombed.
Right.
We were looking for people to nod along to what we were saying, and we got that by the boatload.
Yeah. That's right.
People were moshing to the Joy Tactics live humor.
Yeah.
The wall of death? We had a wall of thought where we had a big circle in the middle, and people just said what was up.
Exactly. But so yeah, shout out Dive. They're about to hit the European tour, BTW.
Oh yeah.
So in other words, their shows just sold the fuck out, all of them. That's right.
You're welcome, Dive. You guys are welcome.
Do not underestimate our European fan base.
Dive into a Slim Jim.
Yeah, should that be all three of our joys, or should we that was pretty joyous?
Definitely quite joyous. I'm trying to think.
Well, I got another joy. If we go,
do it.
It's official, y'all. I'm back in New York, I hit up the Cuban restaurant as I always do, and let's just say I'm officially accepted because this is what they gave me today.
Wow!
If you're not looking, I'm holding the Diet Coke homie can. Which is only reserved for the homies. So,
man.
Soy Cubano. Understand?
What does a homie really mean? What is homie?
Somebody you trust in your home. You have a home-esque vibe about you.
Is there a longer word that goes along with homie?
Maybe it's like hombre, Eric, you know? Like, that's the root of it.
Homeboy.
Oh.
Now that sounds derogatory.
What's up, homeboy? You want to fuck with me again?
Wow.
Homeboy's afraid to leave his home, like Stoop Kid.
Dang.
All right.
Okay, here's what gave me joy. Jack, remember when we, the day before you left, we were driving around doing errands?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a certain joy to errands that I'm finding, especially with your boy, your homie.
What's up, homie?
Yeah.
It's Tony.
Ace Leisurely Hardware. Costco.
Yeah.
We went to a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. USPS.
That's right. Yeah. Correct.
Amazing.
Saw that car.
I found the new car that I want, Nate.
What is it?
It's a 2001 BMW Z3 hatchback. Tell me what you think about this.
A Z3
hatchback. Oh, I was just looking it up. Wow.
Let's see, it looked like a dinosaur bone.
Bro, Nate, doesn't this look kind of sick? Doug DeMuro just
of it. No, it looks like that like two-seater they have that is, but hatchback.
It is, but just with a hatchback. Look, that's Doug DeMuro. Sick. If you know.
Yo, I love that.
Now you do.
Dude, you have to get that. That was my favorite car as a kid. It was the two-seater version of that.
The Z3?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
When are they going to make the school bus hatchback?
I don't know.
It is already a hatchback. Oh, you mean slow in the front and then?
No, I'm saying full school bus and then on the back, way lower, you've got space for extra stuff.
Yeah.
It's good. They got to get that made. Nate, did anything bring you joy?
You know what? Yeah, I did this one day writer's room and it was for a sketch show. And I haven't written like sketches in such a long time, sketch comedy. And it was so much fun. Like I was like having a great time. The room was really fun. And I don't think I feel like you can't talk about things before they come out, but it'll be
it was fun as fuck. Yeah, just break that shit.
This is a legal issue. Speaking of,
all right, there's going to be a West Coast SNL. Nate doesn't want to say it, but Exhibit is running the room.
All right, guys. Joy Tactics out.
Yeah. Peace. See ya.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.